Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Our first song for this morning takes us back to 1931. The orchestra led by Gus Arnhem called his Coconut Grove Orchestra. And, yes, you guessed it, that was a young Bing Crosby, a fine example of his early style where he was a little more on the jazzing side, as they say. Certainly went mainstream a little later on, but oh, you can hear the voices there in that wonderful delivery. The song is called One More Time, and it was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson, very fine songwriting team that was producing the songs back then. And they start off this morning's show, and we are celebrating the time change. We're celebrating time. We hit daylight savings time very early this morning, and here we are with some great music, great singers and wonderful musicians, and of course those lovely, lovely songs from days gone by. And we've got quite a mixture for you today. I think our songs cover the period from 1931 through to 1960. So 30 years worth of songwriting and recording. And we're going to go now to 1946 to an orchestra that was led briefly by a very fine trumpeter, and that's Billy Butterfield. And he's going to bring us a song written by George and Ira Gershwin called Biding My Time. And he's joined on this by Pat O'Connor. And I have to admit, I'm not familiar with her work, but she has a delightful voice. So it's wonderful to welcome her to the show. And after Billy and Pat O'Connor, we're going to go to someone I am very familiar with, and that is the lovely voice of Ella Fitzgerald. We will hear her from 1956, from her Rodgers and Hart songbook. That's Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. The song is called I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and that was introduced in the stage musical Too Many Girls in 1939. And she's joined by the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. And rounding out the set, we'll go to 1960, to our most recent recording today. And, oh, the lovely tones of Mel Torme. And we will hear him with a song written by Adolph Green, Julie Stein, and Betty Comden. I know you've heard this one before. It's called Just in Time. Three more songs about time, and we will go now to Billy Butterfield and Pat O'Connor, Biding My Time.
Yesterday, perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know. Sublime it was too. know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. Touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was shining out of your eyes.
Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt, no fear, I'm on my way. 'Cause love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely day. Lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely day.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM, and that is CHUO, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning, well, we're marking the transition to summertime. Daylight savings time started this morning. It's not officially spring yet. I don't think that comes till next weekend. So we're celebrating the season, or the time change part of the season, with songs about time. And we've just had three of them. Mel Torme brought us Just in Time from 1960. We heard Ella Fitzgerald with I Didn't Know What Time It Was from 1956, from her Rodgers and Hart songbook. And we started out with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra with singer Pat O'Connor and Biding My Time from the pens of George and Ira Gershwin. Well, we will continue on with our theme, and perhaps one of the most famous songs about time is one written by Herman Hupfield called As Time Goes By, featured in the movies and recorded by just about everyone. We're going to hear the version recorded in 1947 by the Teddy Wilson Trio, and that is Teddy on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and William Purnell on drums. And they're joined by a singer called Kay Penton. And it's another one that I'm not that familiar with. She sounds lovely. I couldn't find out very much about her, but I guess her voice is all that matters. And she's going to bring us the lyrics to this lovely song. And then we'll hear from Eddie Fisher from 1958, with a song written by Harold Adamson, Mac Gordon, and Vince Youmans, called Time on My Hands, another song recorded by many different artists, but I'm particularly fond of this version recorded by Eddie Fisher in 1958, and he's accompanied by Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra. And then we will round out the set with a lovely version of a song written by Artie Shaw and performed by his orchestra. It's called Any Old Time. Artie recorded it in 1938 with a young singer who was working briefly with his band at the time, and this may well be the only recording they made together. I haven't been able to find any others. She went on to become a very famous and much-loved jazz artist, and it is, of course, Billie Holiday. And we'll hear her with Artie and Any Old Time. And we'll start with Teddy Wilson and Kay Penton and As Time Goes By.
Just remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world lovers as time goes by. Mm-hmm. same old story of fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes.
Sharing the tears and stormy weather. And and the sunshine will be yours and mine. Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love to chase away the blues. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be.
Teddy Wilson joined us with Kay Penton, and As Time Goes By, that wonderful classic. Then we heard Eddie Fisher with Time on My Hands from 1958, and we just heard from Artie Shaw and Billie Holiday, Any Old Time. As I said, they had a brief collaboration. Artie was actually starting out at that point with one of his many bands. I think that might have been his second big band. And Billy had been singing, of course, with the groups led by Teddy Wilson for the Brunswick label. And she joined Artie's orchestra as a vocalist for a brief period. And I think that's probably the only recording they actually made together. But I always think it's a nice piece of jazz history. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and we're sharing with you songs from days gone by, mostly from the 1940s and 50s. Our theme this morning is time. We are marking the beginning of daylight savings time. Get an extra hour on our evening of daylight and sunlight, if we're lucky. And we have some wonderful songs on the theme this morning. Well, we're going to carry on with our songs this morning. We've got three lovely voices coming up for you and three very frequent visitors to the show. No surprises there. From 1946, we're going to hear from Frank Sinatra from his set of recordings that he made for the Columbia label, and there were many of them. I think he was with Columbia for decade and a half, something like that, before he moved on to Capitol in 1952. A decade anyway. And he worked there with a number of very good conductors and arrangers, and one of them was Axel Stordahl. And we'll hear Frank with Axel Stordahl today. The song is written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, and that's a songwriting team who Frank worked with a great deal in his day, especially around this time, 1946. And the song is called Time After Time. And following Frank, we'll go back 2 years to the lovely Helen Forrest, who is now getting into her solo career after putting in time with the bands of Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, and Harry James. And she had a big hit with this one, written by Charles Tobias and Cliff Friend, and it's called Time Waits for No One. And then we'll go to 1950. To another regular visitor to the show, and that is Nat King Cole, one of the great jazz pianists and the possessor of a lovely, lovely voice. Normally we hear him with his trio, but this morning we're going to depart from that tradition, and we're going to hear him with a larger orchestra, accompanied by a small vocal group. The song is called Time Out for Tears, and it was written by Irving Berman and Abe Schiff. So three more songs about time, and we will start now with Frank Sinatra, Time After Time.
Time. after time. I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving. Passing years will show. You have kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky.
You by it rolls on forever like the clouds in the sky. Time waits for no one, goes on endlessly. It's just like a river flowing to the sea. You'll find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never, ever return again. So don't let us go. Take love while we may. waits for no one. Let's take love while we
of Nat King Cole, and unusually for the show, not accompanied by his trio. Well, his trio may have been there, but they were also joined by a larger orchestra and a small vocal group. And Nat brought us a lovely song called Time Out for Tears, recorded in 1950. And before that, we heard Helen Forrest from 1944 with Time Waits for No One. And we started out with Frank Sinatra from 1946 with the Sammy Kahn Julie Stein number Time After Time. And he was joined by Axel Stordahl and his orchestra on that one.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are here at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, And this morning we are listening to songs on the theme of time. Yes, daylight savings time is with us. We lost an hour this morning. Clocks went forward. We could say we gained an extra hour of sunlight at the end of the day. So it's all in how you look at it, I guess. Anyway, it's always a sign that spring is not far behind, and that's got to be a plus. And I thought it would be fun to listen to some songs about time this morning. And I dare say, since next week is the first weekend of spring, we may, the first weekend going into spring, we may have some songs about spring, but that's looking ahead. And we still have this morning and our songs on the theme of time. And now we're going to go to Bob Crosby and his orchestra. We started out with his brother, and we will now hear from Bob Crosby and his orchestra, a very fine orchestra of wonderful musicians. And they got together in a kind of cooperative in 1935, I believe, and they asked a young Bob Crosby, who's a very fine singer, to lead the band, which he did for several years. And we're going to hear them with, I think this might have been something of a theme song for them. It's called Reminiscing Time, and it's taken from an album of the same name, written by Charles Newman. And they recorded it in 1940. And then we'll go forward to the 1950s. 1953, we'll visit next, and the very lovely trumpet of Chet Baker. He was making, around that time, a number of recordings for the Pacific label, and with various jazz musicians, and one set was with the pianist Russ Freeman. And I think it's just a lovely combination, Chet Baker's trumpet and Russ Freeman's piano. It's just delightful. Well, they're going to bring us a number written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. And we won't get the lyrics this morning, but we will have the melody, Harold Arlen's melody. And the song is This Time the Dream's on Me. And that's Chet Baker and Russ Freeman. We'll hear now from Bob Crosby and his orchestra from 1940 with Reminiscing Time. Thank you. you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we have time for one more, which we'll get to in just a second. Thanks so much for listening today, and I do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz with In Transition starting in another 5 minutes or so. So do please stay with us and enjoy what Randy's bringing to you this morning. And do join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we're going to conclude this morning by going to 1954 and to a group called the Rampart Street Paraders. And this was a group of jazz musicians that got together in the studio and made a number of recordings for, it was a Columbia label. And some of them, I think, may have had ties to the Bob Crosby organization, and perhaps the Rampart Street Paraders name is due to, I think, the Bob Crosby Orchestra had a hit with the Rampart Street Parade as a number. I'm not sure, but that could be the connection. Anyway, they will bring us a number called When It's Sleepy Time Down South, which was written by Clarence Mews and I think the Rene brothers, Leon and Otis. There's quite a few musicians on this track, and of particular note, fine clarinet from Matty Matlock and a fine trumpet from Clyde Hurley. Thank you. that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.